All of them deserted him and fled. Why are we touched by this? Why do these songs, these words reach deep inside? Because it is not about a historic moment. It is not about merely an act. For us, it is the very goodness of God. Now, today, in your life, it is compassion and purity and forgiveness being tortured and rejected and deserted and betrayed. Not then, but now. Jesus reveals God to us in our daily life, forces us to face that there is some way for us to live that is not crucifying him again. Why is this night so crucial to people awakening to spirit? Because we are Peter. Renouncing him, we are Judas, betraying him with a kiss. All those actions of ours that are against good, against right, against God, are caught up in this moment. Jesus is in Gethsemane weeping once again for us. This is spiritual, mystical, forever, and for each one here. Let your heart be touched by this. Bring to mind where you are, turning your back on such goodness. You were born to commune with Spirit, to know God, and to live out God's goodness and benediction in the world. All of us were, and yet he is crucified by all of us. In the small ways, in the great ways, in the forgetful ways. We are the disciples asleep in his time of sorrow. In every moment when there is no random kindness from us, when there is mean-spiritedness, when we allow ourselves to go into that darkness of self-interest, remember this night. The Last Supper, Holy Communion, is the bridge to relationship to the living God. Jesus lives, dies, overcomes death for us so that we today can have that relationship as he did. Don't you know he didn't just do this once for us? He says, follow me. He says, walk this path of love, of self-transcendence. Live in that light of God. Practically, realistically. You know, he broke bread with Judas, knowing what Judas was going to do. For those 30 pieces of silver, what do they mean? How cheap we take God's love for us. How often we forget it, how little it means in the moments of our lives. If we were conscious of that love, of that sacrifice, we would be forever seeking to be that light to others, to live in that way which Christ reveals to us. When he washes the disciples' feet and teaches us humility. He also bows down and washes Judas's feet. Even in our worst moments, in those darkest places within us that nobody knows about, Jesus kneels down and washes your feet in love. Tonight, we are called to remember in a way that we can never forget that cosmic unconditional love that breaks into humanity through Jesus, so that you today, you tonight, can be touched by it, can be changed by it, can be made alive by it, can choose to be with the ones who are not going to crucify goodness and love and forgiveness in your time on earth. This is no memorial. This is receiving that life tonight, that living God and living Christ, knowing what price is paid for us to be lifted out of ourselves, to be empowered, to be more than we thought we could be, to not allow ourselves to desert and betray and kiss that which we turn against. Let us be purified by that love, by that sacrifice, which is not back then, but right now and in every moment. This is eternity in time, spirit in matter, seeking once again to lift you up out of misery, out of mistakes, out of emptiness, into the fullness of God's life, which is to be your life, which is why our Lord came to us. Amen.